Professor Eitan Gilboa. He's an expert on U.S.-Israel relations, senior researcher from at the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm fine, thank you.
There's obviously a lot of concern and reaction from Israel in terms of what appears to be a change in stance by Donald Trump. Give us a sense of what's happening here.
Yes. First of all, Donald Trump is going to come to the Middle East. He's going to visit three most the richest countries in the region: Saudi Arabia, Emirates, and Bahrain. And Donald Trump is always demonstrating huge, dramatic events. This is what he is looking for. And it seems that there are some disagreements or differences between the United States and Israel on what should be done on a number of issues. Obviously, the number one issue is Gaza now.
Yes.
Netanyahu wants to continue the war, even to make it stronger. And Trump wants this war to end. And this morning, Hamas is going to release an American Israeli citizen, Idan Alexander. There were rumors about his release for some time, but this is going to happen today without any compensations from Israel. So this is like a gesture for President Trump. And Hamas has announced yesterday that the U.S., there were direct negotiations over Idan Alexander between the United States and Hamas. This is not good news for Israel. And that the United States made certain promises to Hamas, especially about humanitarian assistance. It's supposed to begin. This thing has been imposed on Netanyahu.
Right.
Trump imposed it on Netanyahu. So another bad sign for Israel. And beyond that, there is the major issue of a new Middle East, of a new strategic economic architecture of the entire region. Trump is coming to make big deals.
Yes.
He considers himself as the most successful deal maker in the world.
Right.
And so he would like to sign substantial economic agreements, buying weapons from the United States and investments from Saudi Arabia and the Emirates and the United States. You know, he talks about big numbers, like trillions of dollars. And so this would help him domestically, because the American economy is not in good shape. And if he return and say, oh, I have signed those huge economic and financial agreements, then it would open markets, it would increase jobs in the United States, etc. So this is one thing. The other thing is strategic political achievements. And here, Trump was thinking of adding Saudi Arabia to Abraham Accords.
Right.
You may recall,
yes,
you know,
sure.
he was the architect of the Abraham Accords.
Yes.
And bringing Saudi Arabia into the Abraham Accord would mean a major strategic achievement. So, but Saudi Arabia wants the war to end in Gaza, and also wants some kind, even a vague commitment of Israel to some kind of a political horizon for the Palestinians. And it's very difficult for the Israeli present government to do that. So somehow I feel that Trump has gotten frustrated by the lack of sufficient cooperation from the side of Israel in implementing that big his big dream of changing the entire Middle East. And this is the reason for those perhaps disagreements. And it remains to be seen, but nobody knows what he is going to do.
Yeah.
And I feel that, first of all, he is not visiting Israel. And the presidential visit is very important. You have hundreds of journalists accompanying him. And especially at this time, at this juncture, it should have been very important for him to visit, even for a few hours. And apparently it's not happening. And this is, again, a bad message, especially to the region. So I think that there were some miscalculations in the Israeli government about Trump in general. Everybody here thought that he is the greatest friend Israel has ever had at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
He is a friend of Israel.
Yes.
He has a heart for Israel. He is a friend of Israel.
Right.
But Trump thinks only about himself and about his interests and about American interests. Correct. And therefore, if he finds out that his interests are colliding with Israeli interests, obviously he would go along with his interests. And so the question is going to be what kind of statements or actions would come out of those meetings. We don't know yet if he's going to meet also the new president of Egypt, the new president of Lebanon, and even with the head of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, who during his first term called him a dog and cursed him.
Yes.
So apparently strategic interests are changing everything.
And the reality is we cannot believe really absolutely anything that anybody says and anybody does until we really understand it. We do need to leave it there. I need to go to the news
Thank
headlines.
You. Sure.